all.
The smell of freshly cut grass. The sound of a high five. A crack of a bat. It's time to get your kids back on the field and back to a new normal. And if yours is five or older, that means getting them the COVID vaccine. Vaccines protect against severe illness. Ask a health worker if you have any questions. Find vaccines near you at www.vaccines.gov. We can do this. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We are back at it like a crack addict. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy Q. Hey, shout out to everybody who's tuned in. East Coast, West Coast, worldwide. Big ups to the 808 state, because you got someone here who is representing really well. We got Dr. Lonnie Kupchoi in the building. Director, chef, musician, yes, vocalist.
I don't talk about that, but yes.
it's amazing. And big ups to you. It's like, you know, we said in an earlier segment, we wear many different hats. And, you know, it's always cool to see, you know, our people excel at many different things. Like, you know, you can't just pigeonhole us. We're not all bouncers. We're not all, football players. You know, we can do it all. We can do it all. So Aloha Soul Food, very exciting news that is happening for next week, right? Why don't you go ahead and share with our audience?
Yeah, but wait, before we go with the news, I'm going to call it a radio teaser. Is that what you call
okay.
it?
Okay, yeah, that works.
We're going to tease just a little bit more. I have to give a shout out to you, Q, because, I mean, I think we need to talk a little bit about the music, don't you think?
Sure.
You're like, what?
I was gonna glaze by that.
No. We need to talk about it. You know, I'm grateful, right? I really am. I think when we were trying to think about how we're gonna create the music for this documentary, because music is really important, right? It's one of the ways in which people connect and heal and grow. And you know, part of this work was we wanted to remake a very, well, we'll say cover song, but we wanted to make a very historic song, you know, Sam Cooke's Change Is Gonna Come. And I was very specific about that, right? Because I felt like it needed to be done in a Kanaka style or an Islander style in a way that really reflects and is authentic, you know, to our communities. And so I'm just grateful to you, because if the listeners don't know, right, the many hats that Q wears, but he actually played guitar. He was my musician on that piece. So, you know, just another shout out to you for, you know, doing an amazing job with that piece. And it's actually doing very well. We launched it as a single, so it's doing really, really well. So I'm just grateful to you for, you know, being supportive of these spaces too.
I love it. And thank you for pivoting and really, you know, bringing up a subject I was just going to glaze by. But no, that's all good. It is food for your soul, done in an Aloha way. It's called Aloha Soul Food. The documentary is out, right? And there's going to be a screening that is happening very soon, as soon as next week. Let's talk about that.
Yes. So Aloha Soul Food is technically in film festival competitions for the entire year, but I'm really grateful because within like the first 2 weeks that it launched, it actually got picked up. It got its first official selection. But one of the things I wanted to be a little strategic about is that I'm excited to say, right, that the documentary is going to debut its first screening at the University of Hawaii.
That is amazing.
So that space actually serves, you know, students from Maui, Molokai, and Lanai, right? And so what's important about this piece is it's a special workshop screening for the students coming from the Upward Bound program. For those who don't know who or what that is, right, they actually work specifically with low-income first-generation high school students that are, you know, advancing or trying to work their way through college. And so for me, this is a very personal work, and it feels right to launch this documentary, especially from the story of where it emerges from. You know, my ancestral roots, my ohana, right, they all come from these spaces, these experiences of, you know, a century old space where my aunties and my grandmothers nurtured and loved their families, right? And I'm so connected. So I feel really grateful to share this news, because I feel like it's gonna connect to new generations about some of our struggles, you know, but also celebrating, you know, our human condition that's emerging from the Pacific. And also, more important, why we as Islanders need to be documenting and telling our own story.
I love it. Dr. Lonnie Kupchoi, your boy Q. Hey, Aloha Soul Food, and this is going to be screening next week. Once again, University of Hawaii, Maui College. 2-day feature on for students on campus. Super, super excited for you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
If people want to see the movie out here in the States, are they going to be able to log on and check it out, or what's going to be screening out here?
Eventually, right. Yes. I think the next screenings are probably over the next 2 months. There will be a lot of dates. So if they want to check it out, they can actually go to AlohaSoulFood.com, right? That's on my website, and they can check out all of the amazing dates of where they can screen it soon. But I mean, it's actually, it might even go out to like Alaska and Europe and Australia and a lot of different places. So
I love it. Keep it locked right here on Island City. Before we let you go, Doc, if someone wants to get in contact with you, or if they just want to, you know, kind of check to see the latest going-ons of Dr. Lonnie Kupchoy, how can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, they can go to my website, LonnieKupchoy.com, and I'd be happy to connect with them. Grateful.
It's exactly how you how it sounds. C-U-P-C-H-O-Y.com. So,
right.
Hey, you guys keep it locked right here. Happy Aloha Friday. And Doc, thanks for stopping by and hanging out with us on Island City. Keep it locked. This is Island City, where the beach meets the street.
Hey, happy Aloha Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Looking back at the times we put in some crazy vibe. It's been me, it's been you. Only one that I would die for. You've been solid, been 100. Ain't nobody got my back when it comes for that loving, ooh. You put the gas in the coupe when I was down. It was you, they said the granny, see you, yeah. Perfect too, ain't no deuce. I'm just loving what you do. Baby, stay up in my mind. Yeah, I know, but you and I, we got that tie. Like he dreamed of.
It's so good to me in my away.
For you, you make me do all the things that I never thought I would.